WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to The Stoic Life. It's your boy Logan Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy world with a little dose of ancient wisdom and a whole lot of real talk. Today we're diving into something super important, building inner strength and resilience. Ever feel like life just keeps throwing curveballs? Like you're constantly battling the wind trying to knock you off your feet? Yeah, me too. But listen, it doesn't have to be a constant struggle. We can actually build our own internal fortress, a place where challenges become opportunities and setbacks are stepping stones to growth. Think of it like this. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. There will be moments when you feel invincible, soaring through your goals with ease. And there will be times when you hit that wall, that moment where you question everything. But here's the key. It's how you respond to those tough moments that truly defines you. So, what are the secrets to building that inner strength, that resilience that helps us bounce back stronger? Let's break down five essential takeaways. First up, practice self-awareness. Seriously, folks, knowing yourself is like having a superpower. What are your triggers? What makes you tick? Where do you tend to get stuck? Once you understand your patterns, you can start to work on them. It's like looking at a map before you embark on a journey. It helps you navigate the twists and turns with more confidence. Second, cultivate a growth mindset. This one is huge. Instead of seeing challenges as threats, view them as opportunities for learning and growth. Remember, failure is not the opposite of success, it's part of the process. Embrace those mistakes, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Think of every setback like a puzzle piece. It might not fit perfectly at first, but with a little tweaking, you can make it work. Third, focus on what you can control. We can't control everything that happens to us, but we can control how we react. Dwelling on things outside our sphere of influence only drains our energy and steams us up unnecessarily. Instead, focus your attention on the actions you can take, the choices you can make. It's about channeling that energy into what matters. Fourth, practice gratitude. I know it sounds cheesy, but trust me on this one. Taking time to appreciate the good things in your life, no matter how small, shifts your perspective and builds resilience. When you focus on the positive, you become less susceptible to negativity and more capable of weathering storms. It's like having a mental shield. Gratitude acts as a buffer against the negativity that can weigh us down. Finally, connect with others. We are social creatures, wired for connection. Leaning on your support system, sharing your struggles, and celebrating your victories creates a sense of belonging and strength. Remember, you're not alone in this journey. Sharing the load lightens it considerably. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young entrepreneur who just launched her own business. She poured her heart and soul into it, but things weren't going as planned. Sales were slow, competition was fierce, and self-doubt crept in. She felt like quitting, like the whole thing was a disaster. But then, she remembered these five key takeaways. Sarah started practicing mindfulness, focusing on what she could control, her marketing strategy, her customer service, her unwavering belief in her product. She sought out advice from mentors, connected with other entrepreneurs facing similar challenges, and practiced gratitude for the small wins along the way. Slowly but surely, Sarah's inner strength grew. She learned from her setbacks, adapted her approach, and eventually, her business started to thrive. So, what's the takeaway? Building inner strength and resilience is an ongoing journey, not a destination. It takes time, effort, and a willingness to learn and grow. But trust me, it's worth it. When you cultivate that inner fortress, when you become resilient in the face of challenges, you unlock your true potential and create a life filled with purpose, meaning, and joy. Remember those five key takeaways. Practice self-awareness, cultivate a growth mindset, focus on what you can control, practice gratitude, and connect with others. These are your tools for building that unshakable foundation. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to implement from this episode? Share your thoughts in the comments below, or send me a message on social media. Let's keep the conversation going. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss out on future episodes packed with practical wisdom and real-life strategies for living a more fulfilling life. Until next time, stay strong, stay resilient, and keep building that inner fortress.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.